Hello and welcome to episode 148 from the Veg Grower Podcast, and a very merry Christmas to you all. Today is Christmas Day 2017, and this week is just a pre-recorded podcast. Being Christmas Day, I kind of wanted to thank everyone for the support you've shown me this last year. It's been an interesting year, I covered last week, but I'm really pleased and proud of how this podcast and all its other media has grown and improved, and also how the gardening's gone. And in particular, the podcast has been thanks to everyone who's listened and participated in the Veg Grower Podcast. It's been truly overwhelming, and it's fantastic to see it is going on from strength to strength. Anyway, I thought today I'm going to talk a little about what I am cooking today for our Christmas dinner and how I'm incorporating my homegrown goodies. Now, first of all, I always like to do appetizers just to start about a good half hour before the main meal. I normally eat the main meal, or we normally start to eat about 2 o'clock. And quite often I find that before we're hungry when we sit down because we've had breakfast and we've not really eaten. And this is why I like appetizers. It just takes the edge off the hungerness. So when you do get your main meal, or when we do get our main meal, we're not rushing. We're just enjoying the meal. And what I'm doing this year is wrapping bits of smoked salmon around balls of kefir cheese. Now, kefir is something I've actually got into the last few months. It's a kind of fermented milk, a bit like yogurt. I was given some kefir grains and I started making kefir. And I've been using that in smoothies and various other things that call for it. However, I was soon finding I was producing more kefir than I could handle. So I kind of researched other ways to use it up, and I found that I could make cream cheese from it. And that's what I've been, one thing I've been doing with it, and it's been really nice. So that is really, that's all I'm going to be doing for the appetizers. Now, the main meal, and like a vast majority of us, there will be turkey. And I've got a whole turkey that I'm just roasting with bacon laid across the breast. Now, my oven has a timer, so it'll be coming on in the early hours of the morning while I'm still in bed, so I haven't got to get up just to pop the oven on. I'm also going to have pigs in blankets. I'm not quite sure why pigs in blankets go in Christmas, but I just like them anyway. And then, of course, there's a stuffing, which I try and make from scratch each year. Whenever I do stuffing, really. Now, traditionally, the stuffing was stuffed inside the turkey cavity, but I don't like to do that. I tend to do it in a separate dish and cook it separately. And I tend to make mine out of cubed bread, onions, celery, sage, butters, some chopped nuts, some sausage meat, and stock. And mix it all together and bake it, really. Nothing difficult, but it's just tasty. And the vegetables. Well, I'd like to say everything has been grown by myself, but I will be harvesting in the morning what I can have and will be using. But there's a few things that I haven't been able to grow this year. They are carrots, parsnips, swedes, and broccoli. So we've had to buy those in. And that's a slap on the wrist for me, but it will remember that for next year. Parsnips I just roast in with a bit of honey. Again, I'm not doing anything particularly difficult. Carrots, I boil them for a bit. Then I'll melt some butter and in a pan, add the chopped carrots and some chopped sage, and just serve like that. Swede, just mashed. Nothing again challenging there. And broccoli, I just steam. Again, I'm not going to be making myself too much work because I got better things to do, really. However, one of my favourite sides that I do like to do, which is a bit of work, is buttered leek and peas. And what I tend to do is I just soften the leeks in a bit of butter and oil, add stock and peas, and cook until the peas are defrosted, then serve. It's very tasty, but very, very simple. Of course, there's the Brussels sprouts, and I don't need to talk much about those because I did cover them in a recent episode. And I will probably be the only one eating them this year, but I'm just going to be doing those in a bit of bacon. Nothing hard. Roasted potatoes. They kind of go with the meal, don't they, really? I'll be using my home or allotment grown potatoes. And I'm using a variety called Sapo Myra because they've done well. But how I tend to cook my potatoes is I use an air fryer, which you may well see them in sales and things. And I found using an air fryer has been a really good way to roast potatoes. And basically all I have to do is peel and chop the potatoes, pop them in the air fryer with a tablespoon of oil and turn it on for 30 minutes. There's no parboiling involved, and the air fryer, it moves the potatoes around so they get a good, even, crisp potato. Again, it's just about making my life easier here. We will be having cabbage, but my mother-in-law brings that and she makes a fantastic cabbage dish. I've never been able to replicate it. It's apples and cinnamon in it, and it is lovely. Now, pudding. I'm not a great lover of puddings at the best of times. Well, that's not true. I do like puddings, but after this big meal, I'm probably not going to want a huge amount. But we will be having a selection of cheeses, and my wife, it will be making a trifle. But one thing I do always like to do is I make mince pies. And mince pies, I find, have a really interesting history. Traditionally, they did contain mincemeat. But that is very, very rarely used these days. But I do make my own mincemeat, and I normally make it back in about October time. And it keeps personally perfectly fine. And I use almonds, currants, raisins, suet, other dried fruits, brown sugar and brandy. And then just a few days before Christmas, I make some shortcrust pastry and make some small pies. They don't last long because they actually just get eaten really quickly because they're tasty. Very, very popular. Now, there is a kind of myth that it's illegal to eat mince pies on Christmas Day. And that started when Oliver Cromwell was in power and he banned mince pies in an attempt to reduce gluttony. However, when Charles II took power, he removed this ban. But some people still believe it to be illegal. But it's not. It's not by far. Oh, excuse me. So that is it. A very short podcast. Just a little bit. I promised a podcast today and I just thought I'd cover a little bit on what are we eating and how I'm incorporating my own food. Again, I wish you a very Merry Christmas or whatever day you are celebrating. Until next time, please take care. Enjoy yourself, and I will see you all again next time.